Welcome to the EFL Podblog. Join us at www.eflpodblog.com and subscribe to our podcasts on iTunes.
So continuing the theme of holidays and travel, I'm here with Serge today, who's going to tell us about his holiday that he had recently. Serge, where did you go on holiday?
We went to American Rest to visit some parks.
Okay, and how long did you stay for?
We stayed 3 weeks.
Okay, and how long did it take to get there?
Oh, to go to Denver, that takes 15 hours.
Okay, door-to-door 15 hours?
Yes, door-to-door.
I guess you had some stopovers, etc.?
Yes, yeah. Two stopovers.
Okay.
One at Heathrow and another one at Chicago.
Okay, so when you got to Denver, where did you stay during your holiday?
In Denver, or during the
All of your holiday?
We stayed on campground.
Okay.
Because we rent an RV.
RV? What's an RV?
An RV is a recreative vehicle. It's like a camping car in France.
A small camping car.
Not a small camping car. Our camping car had a long of 9 meters.
9 meters? Wow.
Yes.
Was it easy to drive?
Yes, very easy.
Yeah?
It's like a car.
Okay.
Yes.
I guess the roads are a lot bigger than
here
in Toulouse, at least.
Yes.
Okay. So how far did you travel in total in your RV?
We travel around 4,000 kilometers.
Wow. And that's how many roughly per day on average?
Per day, it's around 250 kilometers.
Okay. So you saw a lot of the west of America,
yes.
I would guess. But then again, it's a big place, isn't it? 4,000 kilometers. But anyway. So did you book all this in advance? Because I guess you had to book campsites. But I don't think they call them campsites in America, do they?
It was mandatory to book a campground in advance.
Oh, really?
Yes, because when we arrived in campgrounds, the campgrounds were always full.
Really?
And,
okay.
It's mandatory to book in advance.
So the campsite in America is called a campground.
Campground.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, and how long did you stay at each campground?
In fact, we stayed one night or two, and depend of what we have to visit.
Yeah, were they good? The campgrounds, were they good?
Very good,
yeah.
Very good. For the RV, we have enough space, and each time we have a barbecue near the RV and the big table.
Excellent.
And it's very, very nice.
Yeah. And what did you think of the food there?
The food, American food?
Yeah.
Oh, the American food, there is no food in America.
Oh dear, oh dear.
No, not very good. We make self-catering.
Okay.
And it was easier for us,
so
because we cook in the camping car.
Okay.
And it's very funny.
Yeah, yeah, good fun, yeah. And what you bought the food from supermarkets, I guess, and markets, etc., what you wanted.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes.
Fabulous. Okay. Did you meet any of the locals?
Yes, in the campground.
Mm-hmm.
Some neighbor was very nice, and we spoke just a little with them.
Did you speak much English?
Not very much, but the people spoke in English, and we listened a lot, and we spoke just a little with them.
Did any speak French?
No, nobody.
Okay.
No. And we met a couple, two people came from French.
Oh, no.
From Canada.
Ah, okay.
And to Denver.
Uh-huh.
And it was...
So they probably travelled about as far as you did, coming all the way from Canada. They probably had the same distance travel from France to the West as they did from the North to the South. Possibly. Anyway, so what was the best part of the holiday?
The best part for me and for us, I think it was Yellowstone.
Mm.
Yellowstone.
This is a national park, yeah?
A national park, yes. It's, I think, 1.5 higher than Haute-Garonne.
Okay.
It's very large,
mm-hmm.
a park. And
so you mean 1.5 times bigger than the whole of the Haute-Garonne department in France?
It's bigger than Haute-Garonne, yes.
Okay.
Bigger.
And this is just a national park?
Yes.
Ah, cool.
Yes. And there is a lot of hot springs.
Right.
A lot of...
Did you see Old Faithful?
Yes.
There? Yeah? Faithful, you have to,
yes,
don't you?
Yes, yes.
Did you... Because it's nice to go in these national parks, and it's good that they're free, national parks.
The national parks are not free. We have to buy a card mm-hmm. to pay to enter in the national
There's park. A toll to enter?
Yes.
Because they're all free in Europe.
Yes, but in America we have to pay. And before going, we bought a specific card, a pass mm-hmm. card. Is cheaper than pay each card.
Ah, okay, right, yeah.
Yes, in the pass is around $80 for one vehicle.
Wow.
So we was 7 in the RV.
Yeah.
It was only $80.
Yeah. Is it per person or per car?
Per car.
Okay, right, per vehicle. And it can you just stop anywhere and camp in the national park?
Is the national park, there is some campground,
right.
So we can stop in the campground.
But not outside the campground?
No, just to visit, yes, if
right.
you have something to
You can
visit,
park up, yeah?
There is some park.
But not for the night?
No.
Okay.
Forbidden.
Oh, really?
Yeah, okay. yeah. There is some beer. A lot of beer.
Beer or bears?
Bears.
Ah, okay. Did you see any?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
On the trail, we have seen a bear
yeah.
Cross the trail.
Wow.
It was very amazing.
Were you in the RV at the time or walking?
Sorry?
Were you walking or were you in the RV?
We were walking, yes.
Were you frightened?
Yes.
Because it must be pretty impressive.
Yes, it was a very big bear.
Yeah.
And wow. always in the trails, we have... panel something
signs yeah
signs mm-hmm. Be bear aware
okay
be bear aware
right
always
and do they tell you how to act if you see a bear?
Don't move
okay
and any noise and if you have a spray
yeah
you
get it ready
yes yeah. get it ready
the
yes.
pepper spray yeah
pepper
yeah
yes
wow okay So it's not very cheap to travel in the national parks. Would you recommend this type of holiday to anybody that's listening?
Ah, yes,
yeah?
Of course. If somebody want to see parks, American West parks, the better way is to do that with RV.
Okay.
It's because there is no restaurant.
Mm.
This is only wildlife. And you are alone, and with an RV, we can stop everywhere, and the campgrounds are very nice,
mm-hmm.
the people also, and you can visit, it's the roads are very large,
mm-hmm.
it's very easy.
Okay, and I guess the key would be to organize in advance, because it's best to buy, like you said, the pass to go into the national park, and also to book the campgrounds in advance, because
yes.
otherwise you won't be able to stop.
Yes, you're right.
Thank you, sir. That sounded excellent.
You're welcome. Thank you, guys.
We hope you enjoyed today's podcast. Join us again on www.eslpoplog.com and subscribe to our podcasts on iTunes.